with what's news from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Amazon has picked Northern Virginia and New York for its new headquarters.
Crystal City and Long Island City in New York City are bracing for about 25,000 jobs over the next two decades and an explosion of business.
Wall Street Journal reporter Keiko Morris has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. CNN is suing President Trump and his administration for revoking reporter Jim Acosta's press credentials last week, saying it's a violation of his First Amendment rights. Wall Street Journal editor-in-chief Matt Murray asked AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson about the issue at the Journal's Tech D Live conference in Laguna Beach, California on Monday.
Was it appropriate for the White House to pull his hard pass last week?
No, not without process. I mean, there is a process. If the White House wants to pull somebody's press credentials, there is a process, and that process must be followed.
AT&T's $81 billion acquisition of Time Warner includes CNN and other media outlets. And in other news from the DLive conference, John Krafcik, the CEO of Alphabet's autonomous car unit Waymo, says it plans to launch its first commercial self-driving car service in the next 2 months. The company has been testing its program in Phoenix. Waymo has already announced plans to buy thousands of cars, including from Fiat Chrysler, in the next few years. Negotiators from the European Union and the United Kingdom reached a preliminary Brexit deal on Tuesday, which British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to put to her cabinet on Wednesday. Britain is set to leave the EU on March 29th, but there are still challenges, including getting approval from the cabinet and the British Parliament. Wildfires continue to rage in California as hundreds of people remain missing. The Camp Fire in Northern California, now the state's largest and deadliest, has destroyed 80% of the community of Paradise in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada. High winds remain a major challenge for firefighters struggling to contain the Camp Fire and the Woolsey Fire in the southern part of the state. For the latest updates and more details, head to our website, WSJ.com, or the WSJ app. Still to come, we'll have more details on Amazon's new headquarters. Amazon has named the homes of its new headquarters, Long Island City in New York and Arlington County's Crystal City area in Virginia. The announcement on Tuesday ends a more than year-long public competition that drew more than 238 candidates from across the country. Joining us now with the details is Wall Street Journal reporter Keiko Morris. All right, Keiko, finally it's official. And I have to imagine for reporters covering this, it's been pretty suspenseful. We learned only recently that Amazon was actually going to be splitting the home of its second headquarters between two locations so it would be able to attract the best tech talent. So what set these two areas apart and what are the details of what these areas can now expect?
Both of these areas are urban areas. They have metros and public transportation. They are both close to airports, you know, something that Amazon was looking for. The other thing as well, they're not in fully formed areas. And what I mean by that is, like, obviously these neighborhoods have their own character and history, but they're undergoing transformation to some extent. Long Island City rezoned, I want to say, over a decade ago, but they, in the last decade, have had an explosion of residential development. And this is a semi-industrial commercial area. So they were also looking to maintain and grow their sort of commercial business presence. And then you have Crystal City, which has undergone some redevelopment of older 70s, 80s office buildings. So that's also, I think Amazon could somewhat participate in shaping those areas. So that's probably what attracted them to those spots as well.
So what are these two areas going to be getting in terms of investment, job influx? And then also we have Nashville, which is getting a new operations center.
Yes. So Nashville was a little bit of the wild card here. It looks like they're going to be getting about 5,000 jobs and an operations center. And Nashville is one of those cities that they were among the finalists. but they were like other cities. They've been growing and attracting some of this younger workforce. And I think that that is what Amazon saw. And then for the two, Crystal City area and Long Island City, they have said that they're going to split the 50,000 jobs. So each will get 25,000 over, I think, 20 years. So it's not all going to come and, you know, break down the subway or whatever, metro.
So you mentioned the subway and congestion, and those are concerns we've already been hearing from people about how Amazon's presence here in Long Island City or in the Crystal City area would add to congestion in the neighborhoods. And also there's concern about rising rent prices.
Yes, we, as soon as the news broke that they were focusing in Long Island City, you immediately heard some of the grumbling from residents. And I think just New York City in general, you know, we've seen so many subway delays. They've got multiple subway lines that run through Long Island City, which makes it attractive. But one of the lines there that is close to, and I think one of the stops that would be close to the Amazon sites, is the 7 line, which a lot of riders had complained about being crowded, delays, and so forth. So there's that wariness. And then also we have seen in New York overall, I think we can say it's a very expensive city. We've seen rising rent costs, and you've seen a lot of new construction there. So there is also the worry that, I mean, it comes with any project of this size, of displacement and really changing maybe the character of the community, because you have this very, it's industrial, it's commercial, you've got artists, you've got new residents. And I think there was some expression of people worrying about whether that would change the nature of their neighborhoods. And it will.
And what about the competition? We heard at the Wall Street Journal's DLive conference this week that Google is doubling its New York City staff. That's an interesting rivalry there.
So yes, Google, the journal reported earlier that they're going to be doubling their size here, having 12,000 employees, and they're growth has been somewhat more organic. Facebook also has expanded its presence and continues to take up office space. And both of those big tech companies have done so with little incentives, if any at all. So it raises the question in some of Amazon's critics' minds, you know, hey, here's other companies that are expanding rapidly and have done so without state tax breaks and subsidies from the taxpayer.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Keiko Morris joining us in our studio in New York to talk about Amazon's selection of its newest headquarters. Keiko, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.